Essay, Forgetting Your Anniversary, by Mike Duane. Before me stood a gray office block that, on the outside, looked no different to any other in this part of Tokyo. But inside was a spectacle infinitely more colorful than in most of the surrounding buildings peopled by the salarymen. I needed a stamp on my passport, so I joined the queue of turbaned Sikhs, brightly robed West Africans, and everybody else who had business with Japanese immigration. A kind official told me that the person who could help me could be found at the end of the green line on the floor. I followed it, only to find that there was another line to follow, this time orange. The next hour was spent tramping through corridors, boarding elevators, and descending staircases through all the colors of the rainbow until I found myself back at the green line. For a moment, I thought I had been caught in a never-ending nightmare from the pages of Lewis Carroll, but my multicolored odyssey around the Immigration Bureau had more to do with my poor Japanese than anything else. The officials were polite and even apologized that my time had been wasted before giving me another year in the country. I have been interrogated by immigration police, but in my own country. Let me explain by saying I have been married 3 times. Each time to the same woman. The first was at the Meguro Ward office around 8 years ago. My second wedding took place some time later when we got the documents translated and the marriage legally recognized in Ireland. And the third took place in a shrine in Harajuku on May 9, 2010. I remember this date because it cost me the most money. So you could say I have 3 wedding anniversaries and a lot of numbers to remember. I never thought I would have to recite them until immigration officers at Heathrow told my wife that her residency stamp was 6 months out of date and we should go to the Irish authorities as soon as possible. So we found ourselves in front of a policewoman who suspected ours might have been a sham marriage, where there is no real love, only a desire to get around immigration law. She began the interrogation by asking me some basic questions. When is your anniversary?
October 28th, I ventured.
No, what year? She asked, increasingly suspicious.
2006?
She shook her head, indicating I was wrong again.
I'm not sure. Can you give me a clue? I begged.
I had failed this most simple of tests, but to our great surprise, the officer produced a stamp and brought it crashing down on the passport. Another 3 years' residency was approved with only a stern warning not to be so complacent in future.